Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode, episode 344 of this year, marks Wednesday, the 9th of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1640, settler Hugh Buett was banished from Massachusetts colony when he declared himself to be free of original sin. Yeah, f*** you, Hugh. All babies are just little adorable chublets of sin. I never met a baby that didn't covet its neighbour's ass once it developed object permanence. And in 1738, on this day, Jews were expelled from Breslau, Silesia. But you know, Jews still exist and the Prussian Empire got broken up for scrap, so suck it, Breslau, Silesia. And in 1793, on this date, Noah Webster established New York's first daily newspaper, the American Minerva. Minerva being the goddess of wisdom and of the incessant production of content, which is ironically the opposite of wisdom. Your guest today on the podcast is alternate universe me, Alice Fraser. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alice. It's always a pleasure and a moment of deep existential dread to talk to you.
Tell me about it. Is the self an illusion? Does free will really exist? Let's both answer on three. One, two, no.
No.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in attention span news from your dimension. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Rudy Giuliani, ex-mayor, current bumbling lawyer, man who has not just outlived his own legend but refuted that legend point by point with footnotes, farts, and an absolutely toxic inability to admit a mistake even when that mistake is scheduling a press conference in the literal opposite of the location he desired, and unwitting sex symbol to the octopus people of New Zealand after he alluringly squished ink out of the sides of his head during a press conference, is now in hospital with the coronavirus. Although many on Twitter wish him well, many others on Twitter also wish him ill, thus creating a dangerous wish vortex out of which Santa Claus will be lucky to emerge intact. The unfortunate reality of life in the moderately United States of America is that people basically live as long as they can afford to, and we can all anticipate that he will make a speedy recovery and give only an acknowledgement that the lesson he learned was the friends he made along the way, rather than any respect for human life or the reality of the pandemic that's sweeping his country. Do you have Rudy Giuliani in your dimension, Alice?
Oh boy, do we have Rudy Giuliani in our dimension. He sounds very similar, but here the ink squishing thing is far less sexy.
And in interdimensional news, the glitch in the space-time continuum has threatened to go on strike indefinitely pending a revision of its contract next year. The glitch has allegedly let stardom go to its head, if it has a head, since it opened between our dimensions on the 1st of January this year and is demanding significantly more recognition for its role in unprecedented interdimensional satirical news coverage. It wants both a pay raise and a Walkley Award, though negotiators are hoping to talk it down. What are your thoughts on this, Alice?
Well, I think it would be a terrible shame if the glitch closed. We've just started putting out merch on this side of the space-time continuum, and it'd be really sad if those marketing opportunities were lost. It's been very good for my career as well to work as a head writer for you, the more successful Alice Fraser.
Well, I've enjoyed having you work for me, and I have to say, writing this show with you has been a lot of fun. No one really captures my idiosyncratic writing style like you do.
Thanks, Alice.
No worries, Alice. And domestic abuser Floyd Mayweather has announced that he will fight horrendous public asshole and celebrity YouTuber Logan Paul in a boxing match next February. Logan Paul has claimed that he has long-term brain damage from playing high school football, which affects his ability to have empathy and a human connection to others. Look up Wikipedia, this is 100% true. Well, it's either true or the most sociopathic excuse for being a sociopath that I've ever heard since the invention of professional boxing as a sport. On the bright side, I'm happy to know that both of these men are planning to have themselves punched in the head in the near future, as it'll add some check marks to my list of people who need to be punched in the head in the near future without cutting into my busy schedule to arrange it personally.
Oh, very good.
That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the disease of modern life can only be alleviated by the hair of the dog which bought you. And are you a movie cinema struggling to make a profit on your refreshments?
Mm-hmm.
That brand name Coca-Cola can make a real Coca-Hola in your wallet, am I right?
Oh yeah.
Try squeezing out a little margin on every mega-sized soft drink by adding an extra half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The candy bar's best friend. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde.
Yes!
A Weekend with the Wolf is the 53rd in Lagarde's post-apocalyptic werewolf sex fest. Packing it in.
Oh dear.
In a post-nuclear wasteland, packs of werewolves roam the borderlands, dominating the feeble humans with their aristocratic predation and lustful slaverings. When a young woman is wed, she must first be given to the lord of the land to whom her village belongs, in the traditional droit de seigneur known as being thrown to the sexy wolves. Of course, wealthy human women can buy their way out of this sexy rite of passage by paying destitute young women to take their place. Forbidden to marry their own kind, the lustful wolf lords must slake their hunger on innocent human maidens, returning to them to their villages unharmed yet moist. But young Lord Lucius hungers for the tender touch of the red-haired young woman who saved him when he was caught in a wolf trap as a young man, and who accepted only a gentle and meaningful fingering in return for her help.
I mean, you want it to be meaningful. Nothing worse than a meaningless fingering.
Raised on the streets of a decrepit New York, Marianne has seen her share of horrors. A scrappy survivor, she's fought for her life since she was orphaned as a child, but she's never known real fear until she's captured by a gang of girl hunters and sent as a sacrifice to the wolf lord. Now the only thing saving her from the desecration of the wolf is Lucius's self-control and his memories of a young woman with flaming hair who saved him once. But as they spend the allotted month of sex together, passionately avoiding having sex whilst almost having sex, she realizes that rather than revulsion, she craves his wolf touch. As the final full moon approaches, Marianne is confronted with the reality that by denying his massive erection, Lucius is putting his own power in the pack at risk. Will they be able to work together, hand in paw, to overcome the age-old battle between their people and forge a new future where humans and half-human half-wolves can have sex in harmony? Find out in A Weekend with the Wolf, available now in all good pet shops.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Your top story today is attention span news. Alice Fraser, in your dimension, attention is at a premium. What's happening in the world of attention right now?
Well, Alice, it's a good question. I am constantly confronted in the modern world with the question of what has happened to our attention span. My little niece, who's now 2 but was about 14 months old when I noticed this, she can put pencils into a box and take them out of a box with unremitting focus for a solid 15 minutes. And I have to read a book while listening to a book. Like, I mean, not at the same time, but if I'm on the bus reading a book and then the bus stops, I will get up and switch over to my audiobook. If you're on a journey with a lot of changes, it gets very confusing. I have a bit of advice for you if you're listening and you do this. What you need to do is you have to match genres. Otherwise, you end up with a heartwarming coming-of-age murder mystery when the killer was inside you all along. You know, if it's fantasy, that makes sense. But if you get it mixed up, or self-help romance, that's brutal. This is the problem, right, with the modern world, is that we're all having our attention marketed to and taken away and sold and bought and packaged and repackaged like a losing Ponzi scheme. And by the way, I don't like losing, but I also don't believe in winning. I don't want to die, but I can't be doing intermittent fasting. Look, for somebody who worries about death fairly frequently, I will constantly procrastinate by doing shit that isn't important. I'm worried about dying, by the way. I'm not worried about getting old. I have cheekbones and a personality. I'll be fine. But I am worried about wasting my life, and I am constantly wasting my life. I will watch YouTube videos at double speed and then get pissed off when I run out of content from a particular creator whose back catalogue I've just hastily barreled through. The only way I can get things done with my limited attention span is by organising about 3 way more important things with really intense deadlines so I can procrastinate on those by working on the first thing. And I'm not hugely in touch with my emotions, so I don't know why I want to procrastinate. Like, I can't be like, oh, I definitely can't get my invoicing done because I have a mental block about finances caused by the fact that my maths teacher consistently humiliated me through year 3, which was a vendetta that seemed to make sense at the time, but in retrospect seems really weird, because how can an adult pick a kid to be their nemesis? I wasn't even one of those weird kids who ate crayons. This is all true. Anyway, I've been talking for a while about how I should be a better person in an active way and, like, pay attention to the world rather than just a smug pat myself on the back because I haven't murdered anyone recently and I clicked a like on a Facebook thing way. But I've had a lot of other things on and I've been quite busy, and most people I know think I'm pretty nice, so I guess being a better person has fallen onto the metaphorical back burner. I don't know. For someone who worries about death fairly frequently, I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts. Obviously not comedy podcasts, because so many of them are just comedians having bants with each other and ignoring you when you try to chip in, which is basically my experience in every green room backstage. I think I've been distracted from my original point, which I think was my original point. Attention spans, they're going down. And that's your top story for today.
Thank you, Alice. That is your top story for today. That's all the time we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Ms. Fraser, it's taking some liberties there, and your honourable guest for today. That's you today, Alice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thanks, Alice. We must insist that you cease and desist promotion of half a glass of water. We have been peddling this product under a wide array of product names and for centuries, and will not tolerate your diluting our brand. Yours, the Honest Homeopaths Association. Now, thank you for your letter. Is how I assume you pronounce the acronym of your name. Well, I feel you've set me up for a punchline here, in that the more that we dilute your brand, the more powerful it becomes.
Oh, very good. That was a good joke, Alice.
Thank you, Alice. So this is essentially an incredibly stupid letter, but thank you for giving us the opportunity to make fun of homeopathy. It's not a good day unless I've done that at least once. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than a month left until the end of the year, if you have not shared us with your friends and your social media platform, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Buy a f***ing t-shirt. Your guest today on the podcast was Alice Fraser. Alice, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, Alice. I have a podcast called Tea with Alice, and I also have a podcast called The Alice Fraser Trilogy, which is available online. Also, I have a Patreon and stuff, but I don't like to plug my Patreon. It seems sort of pretentious.
Yeah, No, I don't know who'd do that. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, or for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life.
I will do that, Alice. How do you spell alliterative?
Oh, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E.
It's good spelling.
The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, Edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.